Hi, Angela. Thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the regional pricing director here, and Jan wanted me to get on the line to get you the details and answer any questions that you might have. Happy Thursday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
Doing good, thanks. How about you?
I'm doing quite well. Thank you very much for asking. Now, I do have your file here in front of me, and I'm sure that you not only use Google yourself, you're probably also at least somewhat familiar with the different places that a business can appear on the first page, right? Perfect.
Yeah,
we're talking about that local map or that pack that pops up right near the top of the page. Of course, that's where 9 out of 10 buying decisions are made, and it's where we go when we don't know who to call. It's the real power and benefit of this particular listing. Most of the time, at least for many of us, for the services that we need, we don't always know who to call. And nobody bothers to call their dad anymore to find out who they should call. Nobody uses the yellow pages anymore. We just jump on a smartphone or hop on a computer, type in a couple of keywords, find someone who can provide that service, and that's who we're going to call. So you'll have people calling you without already knowing the name of your business. If they need a deck or a porch or some roofing, a repair work, they're going to call you directly. Now, there's no website currently, but you certainly have photos of some of the jobs that you've been doing, right? Like before and after photos, right?
Oh, yeah.
Wonderful. And you're able to take on more work currently, right?
Yes.
Perfect, perfect. So this is going to get your phone ringing. Obviously, our job is to make sure that you've got the content online to have you outranking your competitors. The businesses that are on that first page are only there because they have more content online relating to that particular search in that area than their competitors have. So you'll be verified and recognized by Google and Bing, of course. You'll also, though, have all the additional content, meaning a fully optimized Facebook page if you don't already have one, a Yelp listing, Super Pages, Manta, Chamber of Commerce, Hot Frog, Kudzu, almost 70 different destinations and directories known to the public and unknown, but all of them are equally important to Google, and all of them talk about your services and your service area, and then would link back to the website. We would build a website for you. Of course, our job is not just to list you on the first page. It is, in fact, to make sure that your phone is ringing, and certainly having a website that showcases your work lets people know that you do exactly what they're looking for, that they would expect it, the quality work and things like that. So you'd get a steady stream of phone calls. The calls come directly to you. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it's simply a flat rate. Now, how much work are you looking to take on above and beyond what you already have? I mean, Jan put in here you're using Angi, but it's not helping out. You've got Facebook and Yelp, but you are certainly able to take on at least a little or a lot more work at this point.
We are booked at the moment until May.
Okay.
So after that, we're, open because I haven't
Okay.
gotten, I mean, well, I mean, I have about 5 right now,
Got it.
that I have to go out and look at for
Oh,
estimates. So, I
wonderful.
mean,
Perfect. Well, yeah, this is going to keep those jobs coming and lined up, right? Those the calls coming directly to you, and it's strictly residential. You're not looking for any commercial work at all.
Right.
Perfect. So we'll be targeting high-end residential clients in that service area. And as a fairly young business, still just 2 years in, you do qualify for reduced pricing. We call it a new in-business rate. It's actually the lowest rate that we offer to the public. It is a full 50% savings off the normal cost of the service. So you would save exactly $200 every month. There's no long-term contract. It bills monthly. And in this case, you would be looking at the fixed flat rate of $199. Again, that's $200 off the normal cost of the service, which would otherwise have been $399. At $199, though, is an exact amount. No taxes, no fees, no surcharges, no lead fees. Of course, the calls come to you. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it's a flat rate. And of course, it'll never go up on you. As long as you choose to use that service, that reduced rate will still apply. Is that something that you would want for Duncan Enterprises, that first page placement, the additional phone calls, and the opportunities to take that work?
Let me ask you. So I'm already set up on Bing and Yelp and Google. So what do y'all use for the extra? Because I'm on the first page already as well, and people contact me straight from those websites. So what extra are you offering just to build the website?
Well, I mean, obviously having a website's important, but first page placement's important too. And when you say that you are on Google and you are on the first page, is that through your entire service area for every keyword and search phrase for the services that you provide? I do see you've got a verified listing. So, and I know you're in Elliston, but you also travel outside of the area, right? So what would you say is your bread and butter service? Is it the decks, porches, roofing? What do you most want to be found for?
Well, roofing and decks is our main two. It's about equal on both sides.
Okay. And
the decking, you know, breaks up the monotony of just roofing, and then roofing breaks up the monotony.
I hear you. It's nice to have those opportunities. So, you know, the further away from Elliston you go, obviously your placement deteriorates, even for some of the more important search phrases. And, you know, someone types in best residential deck builder near me or something like that. And you want to make sure that no matter what people might be typing in, you want to pop up for those searches. Now, have you optimized your listing yourself, or have you been working with anyone professionally to create content for you? I know that you've got a couple of different directories. You know, we would do almost 70 different directories for you. To answer your question a little bit more specifically, you know, Google indexes almost 70 directories when people do a search. The search engine looks for relevant content, and the more content you have, and even on things that no one's ever heard of, Opendi, Pointcom, Solio, Telnav, we don't create that content so your customers can see it, we create it so Google and Bing can see it. And when the search engines see that information, that makes you more relevant, and your placement would extend outward far beyond Elliston, and for more keywords and search phrases related to any and all of the services that you provide. So that would be the service that we would be providing here for you. And of course, having a website, you know, is going to help you out too. You know, people want to see a website. They want to know you've got, I know already you've got the Google My Business or Google Business Profile, as they're calling it now. You've got the Google Business Profile website, which is, of course, Google compliant. Yours is a little nicer than the most of the ones that I see, but our website, of course, would be a little bit more conversion-driven, a lot more information, a lot more content, a lot more color and photos and reasons why someone would want to pick up the phone and call you. I know you're not starving for work, but I think even one job that we send your way that you weren't going to get otherwise would justify the cost of that $199. Obviously, you know, you know, you're not a hair salon or a doggy walker. You know, one good roofing job or deck, or if it's any of the additions or remodeling that you might also want to be able to do, you know, those calls coming directly to you, even if it's, you know, 20 miles away, 30 miles away, but still worth your time to go there, you know, this would definitely get your phone ringing more. So if you can take on even a little bit more work above and beyond what you've already got, you know, this certainly would be a good way to get it. You know, it's not designed for a company starving for work, nor is it designed to inundate you with more phone calls or work than you can take on. But certainly having those phone calls, you know, would give you a lot more opportunity to even be more selective, kind of pick and choose the work that might be most profitable for you.
Okay. Hold on just a minute. Let me converse with my husband right quick, and then I'll be right back with you.
Sure. Thank you, Angela.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, you there?
I am here. Yes, I am.
So when you all go on there and do the website and all that, I will still have access to put pictures on there for before and after, right?
Sure, yes, of course, yeah. You'll also have a very detailed tracking and reporting system, so you'll see exactly how much work you're getting, where that work is coming from, the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on the first page for each of those individual searches. And another thing that you can do even directly through your client dashboard is upload photos or request content changes, so you certainly have the ability to do that as well. Now, not only would the initial construction of the website be included, the hosting, maintenance, and updating of the website would also be included at no additional cost. So we can always add more photos and things like that. There would never be an additional cost for that.
Okay, and there's no contract with that, right?
That's correct. It is at will. You can stop at any time or pause it too. No questions asked or fees involved. If you find out you're getting more work than you can take on, if you want to go on vacation, if necessary, you can pause the service seasonally. We wouldn't charge you during that time or after that time. It would just be on pause, but yes, you can also stop at any time.
Okay, and it's $199 a month.
As an exact amount that'll never go up. That's correct.
Okay. So I was contacted the other day by someone from Google, and they were saying that there was a price cap, however much I wanted to spend each month, and say I wanted to spend $300, they would charge me for the leads that contact me. And
right. That's a different service. That's the paid ads that go above the local map. We're talking about getting you in that local map where most people go when they're looking for something because they can get a lot more information when they look there. What you got a call about was what's called AdWords or pay-per-click. Those are ads, and of course you get charged every time someone clicks on one of those ads. We can offer Google Ads as well, although in this particular case for that $199 package, it does not include Google Ads. The call that you got was directly for those Google Ads that appear above the map.
Okay. All right. Okay, and so what would be involved in getting started?
So, well, on my end, I would need just a little bit of information, just kind of, the business name as you want it to appear, the best phone number that you want us to promote, not only for the business, but also for us to use to contact you. I would schedule what's called a client interview. That's kind of where we dot the I's and cross the T's. One of our technicians will want to know things like, the hours of operation you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc. What's unique about the business? If you want, for example, to be branded as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing, we would take care of all of that in a separate phone call. And then, of course, we're going to get you your username and your password so you can access your tracking and your reporting. Now, I do see it as Duncan Enterprises, and it seems like the phone number that we're speaking on is the one that you would want the customers to call. It seems like on the website it's your number, and then Daryl has the 0851 number. We can actually have both of those numbers on the website if you want us to promote those, and we can certainly have both of you on here as authorized points of contact, meaning that you can call us, either or both of you. If we can't reach you, Angela, I think we might set you up as the primary point of contact since Daryl's probably out doing the work, but we'll have him as a secondary point of contact. I did want to ask you quickly, though, about the physical address that I saw listed. I don't think it's a business address, but it's on the Angie list here. It looks like the 7816 Roanoke Road, Lot 7. Now, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. You are service-based. Obviously, you go out to the customer to perform the work. And no one ever does come to you, right? That's not an address necessarily
right.
That you would want us to promote for your business online. Is that a
right.
residence?
That's just for my, Yeah, that's my residence.
It is. Okay. And that's actually why I'm asking, because, of course, Google knows that most service-based businesses are run from the home. And even if it were a shop or an outside office, since you don't see customers coming to you, Google does not want to list any physical address for you. Is that where you sent the original PIN card? It looks like it is.
Yes.
Still got that address on that verified listing. If you didn't already have that listing, we would have created it with you as the owner and with us as managers, of course. We will use that existing listing. We can hide that address off of there if you'd like. And then I was looking for an email address for you. This is really more for us to use to contact you regarding your account. Mm-hmm. It will attach to the contact form on the website. Of course, most of the time, you're just going to get calls directly to you. Residential clients will pick up the phone and call you. Everything has the click-to-call feature. There will, of course, be on the website a contact form where people can tell you where they live and what they're looking to have done, when they want you to come out. When they fill out that form, you get a text message and an email. So you'll always know right away when someone is trying to contact you, and again, whether they're calling you directly or filling out that contact form and trying to reach you through your website. It's still a flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads. Anything they type into that lead form, though, also will repopulate on your tracking and your reporting, so you know how much work you're getting, you know where it's coming from, you even do know who to follow up with. Now, if it's a business email, it will be not only attached there but listed physically on the website as well. If it's a personal email, people don't have to see it. What is a good email address either for you or for your company?
It's Duncan Enterprises Home.
Okay.
At Gmail.
All right, perfect. And then when we contact you, we do use phone, we use text, we use email, and it's usually the method that's most appropriate for the information that we want you to have. Certainly for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records, we will email it out to you. But a lot of the times we'll simply be able to give you a quick phone call or send a text. Do you have a preference, though, as to how we contact you? Phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
All of those is fine.
All of those? Okay, good. And there's usually going to be a little bit of redundancy built into it. If we call you and we don't reach you, we'll probably leave a message and maybe send a text, that type of thing. And then if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I do have the information that I need to schedule that follow-up call. I would need to do what's called a voice verification. It is required of us as Google Premier Partners. It actually does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is simply that fixed flat rate. That rate will never go up. I'll actually be waiving your setup fee here. There's usually a one-time $99 setup fee, but you know, you do have content already. You've got a verified listing and things like that. So I'd be happy to waive that one-time setup fee. It would just be the $199 out the door, no $99 setup fee attached to that first month. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or if you want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. Okay? Give me just a second.
Back to the contact phone numbers.
Oh, sure.
Mr. Duncan doesn't usually answer his phone.
Okay.
So let's not put his phone number on there.
Okay, thank you for that. So we're going to have just the 540-765-9829 as the number for the customers to call. But then, of course, Angela, for some reason we're not able to reach you, we can try to reach Daryl on the other number. We won't list it anywhere, though. It'll just be used for us internally to contact Daryl if we can't reach you. And, of course, then that way we'll know if he happens to call us, we'd be able to recognize that number. But we'll just have the 9829 number on the website for us to promote. Thank you for helping me with that.
Sure.
So, like I said, the voice verification is recorded, Angela, but you or Mr. Duncan can stop me at any time if you have a question or if you want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. And give me me just a second here to get that set up. Okay. So it reads as follows. This is welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Angela, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of the company as you would want that to appear online?
Duncan Enterprises.
Okay, that's exactly how I have that. And then, Angela, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Angela Duncan, and I'm the owner.
Okay. And then, Angela, as the owner of Duncan Enterprises, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Of course. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Angela, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. Now, as you might well imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are, in fact, actively involved in your campaign, since our job is to make sure that your phone is ringing, that people who need your services are able to contact you. We do actually request that you agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Angela, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yeah.
Of course. And as long as you answer your phone, you're going to love the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. The reason that we ask is all of the content that we will be creating for your business, we certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. Equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we will make sure that all of your business information online stays accurate and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you do let us know. That's fair enough, right?
Right. So are you saying, like, not having Angie as...
We're like I said, we're not saying that you cannot have any of that, but, I mean, we are creating almost 70 different destinations and directories. Some of them cost money and time for us to create and would cost you if you were trying to do it yourself or have someone else do it for you. So we wouldn't want you to pay someone for services that we're already providing. But the reason that we ask is we will do in the beginning, and we do it periodically as well, what is called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. And since the address that's currently on the Google listing is a residence, we'll hide that address. And we do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically as well. But if anything new comes along, you know, if you sign up for another online service where they're creating content, we would want to know. Sometimes directories get created with misinformation. Maybe someone puts Duncan Enterprise instead of Duncan Enterprises, and even that small change might affect your placement. So we want to make sure that any information that's online is accurate and consistent. Like I said, we do that audit periodically, but if anything new comes along that you're aware of, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can fix it right away.
Okay, and you said you were with Splash?
We're with Local Splash. We're a Google Premier partner. We've been an SEO company since 2004, and we are a Google Premier partner. We've been part of that partnership program from the very beginning, one of the very first companies that Google wanted to partner up with 5.5 years ago to provide professional management of these types of services for small and medium-sized businesses.
Okay.
Okay, so if anything new comes along, if you think someone else might be creating online content for you, we just want to make sure that everything is still the same. We don't want, like you said, Daryl's phone number populating anywhere online, so we'll keep an eye out for that type of thing. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I'm applying here, and again, I'm waiving that initial setup fee, reducing the cost from $3.99 down to $1.99. That's a fixed rate as well, with the website included at no additional cost. This next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that one-time setup fee, which I'm actually going to waive altogether here, will be charged today, the 17th of March, in the very discounted total amount of exactly $199.00. Once again, that $199, Angela, is both a fixed rate and a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount. No taxes, no fees, no surcharges, no lead fees whatsoever. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, and voice-activated searches too, like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, of course Siri and Cortana on a smartphone, etc. In this case, Angela, we will also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. And again, that website landing page is included at no additional cost, which means that we will build it, host it, maintain it, and update it for you at no additional cost. Now, when the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 17th of the month in that same exact discounted rate of $199. Once again, that rate will never go up. As I mentioned, it is at will, which of course means that you may absolutely discontinue your agreement at any time, for any reason, pause it if necessary, no questions asked, no fees involved. All that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Angela, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do, but looking up the reviews for Local Splash, okay. And it's all coming up scams. And so I'm a little concerned with that.
We have a verified Google listing. We've been around since 2004, and we have an overall 4.0 star rating and almost 500 five-star reviews on there. So I think any business that's been in business for a while will accumulate some bad reviews. But if you start looking at those reviews, the bad ones are really coming from people who maybe got a phone call that they didn't want, or from someone who might have been paying for a lead service and expected their phone to ring right away, and we see people writing bad reviews after using our service for a week. But over 500 five-star reviews. I've been with the company myself for almost 9 years. April 17th will be my 9-year anniversary, and I've got clients that have been with me from the beginning. But as a company, we have clients that have been with us longer than I have, 10 years, 12 years, 14, 16 years. We've been around since 2004, like I said. Now, one of our larger clients you might be familiar with, Extra Space Storage, they started with us in 2008, in early summer. They now have almost 1,500 individual self-storage locations all across the country, all on that first page. And, you know, I'm not saying that you'll have multiple locations or even hire more people, but if all you do is answer the phone when it rings, you know, I know you're going to love this service. And if we can help their company to grow for over 13 years, I know that we can help you to continue to get those phone calls.
Is there a different review page that I could look at?
Let me do this for you. I have your email. I'm going to send you an email real quick here, because I want you to kind of see exactly who we are and what we do. And this is going to have the pricing on here, so give me just a second to kind of reduce the pricing, and then, of course, also to waive your setup fee. So I'm reducing that pricing down from $3.99 down to $1.99. I'm reducing that setup fee down to zero. So I'm going to send this email out to you. It is Gmail to Gmail. It's coming from our large server. So you may see it in your inbox. It may go to your filtered mail, but it's coming from P. Gordon at Local Splash. Local Splash Digital Branding, or Local SEO and Digital Branding Services is the subject line. One of the things that I did want you to see there, at the very bottom of that email, you can just click on where it says, please click here to see our official badge of authenticity. Did you get the email?
I just did, yeah.
Okay. So at the very bottom, you can click where it says click here to see our a badge of authenticity. That very colorful and recognizable Google logo is in a box that says Google Premier Partner. That is, of course, not just copy and pasted off of the internet. That is provided to us directly from Google, and it does go directly to google.com. So you can see that Local Splash is a Google partner. Anyone that tells you they can get you on that first page needs to be at least a Google partner. We are Google Premier Partners. Now, you want to see more of our reviews, if you scroll up to the body of the email, there's a couple of things where it says about Local Splash near the top. All of those things are hyperlinked. Again, there's a link to our Google Partnership badge there. And just below it, it says Local Splash Customer Reviews. You can click there. These are coming from actual clients that have used our service for more than a month. So obviously, you know, you have to give it a chance to work. Otherwise, it might not be able to take effect, right? You can't plant a seed and expect to pick fruit the next day. So these are from our clients, 4.9 star rating, 496 reviews currently.
Okay, so what the link that I clicked on, it's like a video. Is that right?
Oh. Well, there's a couple of different videos just below at the very bottom. Above that is where it says Google Partner. That's just a link that goes directly to Google.com. But those videos on there, one is a NBC report. We helped someone kind of claim their listing. Someone was actually had a listing with their phone number on it, and another business was getting this guy's phone calls, so we fixed that for him. The one in the middle is a testimonial from an executive from Extra Space Storage, and then the one on the right is an example of your client dashboard, your tracking and your reporting. So there's some videos there down there at the bottom. The badge of authenticity is the actual badge where it says Google Premier Partner. You could click on that. And then, like I said, the reviews are up towards the top.
I'm not seeing the Google logo you're talking about.
Just above the videos, it says, yeah. Please click here to please click on our badge of authenticity below.
Yeah. No, it just Google. Sends me to YouTube. It just says YouTube. Hold on, let me close it out and then try it.
Well, yeah, the video is down at the bottom, but then above that, it's got
click here for more information. Is that
from the email?
Are you down at the bottom of the email or?
Yeah, I was at the bottom of the email.
Okay, so underneath my signature, where it says Paul G, Senior Digital Media Advisor. My contact information on there. And then above, you do see the three videos down at the bottom, right?
No, I just see, wait a minute, I didn't scroll all the way down, sorry.
Oh, okay. I know where you are. I know where you are. You're in the middle. Yeah, that's what you clicked on there was for the dashboard. That link, that email is also down at the bottom. So just above those three videos at the very bottom is where it says Google Premier Partner. I gotcha. Yeah, there's kind of that big graphic that kind of breaks up the email. But there, down at the bottom, you know, obviously if you click on that badge, it goes to google.com. You can see that Local Splash is a Google partner. And then if you wanted to see more of our reviews, up towards the top, it says About Local Splash. It's got homepage, Google partner, which is, again, a link to that same badge. It says Local Splash Customer Reviews. That's the one that you want. The link to the feature on NBC, that's the NBC report, and below that is the Extra Space Storage Testimonial. A couple of other pieces of information that are clickable there. But I think the one that you want is the one underneath where it says Google Partner. It says Local Splash Customer Reviews. So you can click on that. So that's up towards the very top.
All right, so I clicked on that, and then it carried me online marketing for local businesses. Is that where you're talking about? Underneath of there, it says Premier Listing, Get Started.
Right. If you go back to the main email,
okay,
at the very top, okay. At the very top, it says Local Splash, Local SEO, Digital Branding Services. And of course, the information about me, information about our company. But then it says About Local Splash, and there's like 3, 6, 7 lines that are in blue. All of those are hyperlinked. Yes. And I think the one that you want is the one that says Local Splash Customer Reviews. That's the third one down.
Got it.
So these are, like I said, actual reviews of clients that have used our service. We've got 496 reviews, 4.9 star rating.
Okay. All right. Yeah. It's a lot better than when I just looked it up.
Right. And a lot of these reviews are recent, you know, a month ago, 2 months ago. So these are active clients using our service.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, yeah, that sounds good then.
Okay. So I'm taking a look at our client interview calendar, and we can schedule it for today. You don't have to be in front of a computer. It could be with you or with both of you. Kind of just those basic questions that I mentioned a little bit earlier, and then a couple of other things too. And then that first payment again, is that a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Discover? What's going to work best for you, Angela?
It's going to be Visa.
A Visa. Is it your name on the card, the business name, or both? How does that appear?
Both.
Okay. So
it appears Angela Duncan, Duncan Enterprises.
Perfect. And then no middle initial. You said Angela Duncan without a middle initial on there. And then you said that was a Visa card. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are.
Okay. Let me just move it. Also, what is a phone number, like a customer service number, if they use or anything?
Yeah, sure. I can give that to you now, and you are going to get it by email in just a minute here as well. So let me know if you've got a pen handy, and I'll give you that phone number.
Yeah, go ahead.
So it's 877-635-6225. Mm-hmm. Again, that's 877-635-6225, and then it's simply option 1 or extension 1 to reach client support. Now, you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern. And of course, you can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within the following business day. The email address for support is simply support@localsplash.com. And again, like I said, you'll also receive a confirmation email in about a minute or so here with all of that information.
Okay, great. All right. Are you ready for the number? Am I still being recorded?
No. The recording was turned off at the end of it when I said that you understand and agree that part.
All right. All right. Are you ready for the number?
Yes, I am. If you want to read that 4 digits at a time, I'll read it back at the very end for accuracy.
Okay, it is 4741.
Mm-hmm.
6600.
Okay.
0383.
Okay.
6464.
And then the expiration month and year?
1124.
You said 11 or November of 2024, and then the last 3 digits on the back of the card?
617.
617. So I've got 617, 617 on the back, and then 11 or November of 2024. The card itself was at 4741-6600-0383-6464.
Yes.
And does that bill at the home address on Roanoke Road, 24087?
Yes.
Okay. So in about a minute here, you will receive a confirmation email through our automated system. And again, it does have the client support information that I just gave to you. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. And there is a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message. And depending on who your phone carrier is, you may even receive the text message before you receive the email. But when you receive one or the other of those or both, please just let me know. I wanted to walk you through just a couple of things there. The only other order of business, though, other than that on my end, is to schedule the follow-up call with our technician. And again, you don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We do schedule by the hour, but the call takes about 25 or 30 minutes, so it'll get to you a few minutes after the top of the hour, get you off the phone pretty close to the bottom of the hour. The first available would be coming up this next hour at noon. Looks like we're booked out for 5 and 6, so the last available would be 4 o'clock today, and there's a few spots in between. Did you want something as early as noon or as late as 4 or somewhere in the middle there?
Noon would be good.
Noon would be good. So it'll be scheduled from 12 until 1. The call itself, like I said, would get to you a few minutes after the top of the hour. Not quite enough time for our automated system to send you the reminder email. Boy, the landscaping guys are right outside my office window. Ooh, okay. So you won't receive the reminder email. The automated system sends it out an hour prior, and we are just past the hour mark before that. But I'm going to send you a calendar invite to your email instead. But it's going to have local splash CIENG, which just stands for client interview, to be conducted in English. Sometimes people ask me what that means. You don't have to respond to it. It's really just more for your records. Did you receive either the text message or the email?
I did receive an email of my invoice.
Yes, that's the one. You should also receive a welcome email. The system likes to send them out both at the same time. I'm glad the other one didn't get sent too. Should be following in a minute or so. But if you click on the invoice email, then that should have also triggered a text message. But if you click on the invoice email, of course, the invoice is at the bottom of the email, in the body of the email. It says, thank you for choosing Local Splash. And then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. Again, the blue click here is hyperlinked. If you click on that, it opens up right where the text message would open up if you opened up the text, which is the Local Splash Terms of Experience. So we are talking about completely optimizing your Google Business profile. We will use the existing listing, just completely optimize it for you. The Bing as well. And of course, not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo for those directories. It's almost 70 different destinations and directories. So the landing page is the website that will do for you. I don't want to walk you through everything here, obviously, but if you scroll down about two-thirds of the way, it says SMS communication, and it's got your number, the 9829 number on there. We just want you to verify that that is a mobile number, that you can, in fact, receive SMS or text messages on there. But, Angela, we prefer that you do not click the box below that, because that would be to opt out of SMS or text messages. We certainly do want to be able to send those text messages out to you. If you scroll down towards the bottom, though, you'll see a very long line that goes all the way across. Underneath it, it says signature. Above it, there's a small box that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer, the card that is in both your name and the business name. We would want you to click on that box. And then in that longer box below the line with the arrow pointing towards it, you tap or click there. You can either type in or copy and paste your name. If you type it in, it is case sensitive, so obviously capitalizing the A and the D with that space in between. If you copy and paste it, just be careful to not copy a space before or after it. But once you have your name in there, just click confirm signature. Now, Angela, that does a couple of things. First, of course, it lets us know that you know that it is just that flat rate reduced to $199, that'll never go up, that we've actually waived that base a setup fee. The local listing bundle is included. The premium listings bundle is included at no additional cost, so it's just that flat rate. It also does let us do that initial NAPW audit, so we can make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and to fix it if it is not. So it is an important step in the process, and you will know that you are successful in doing that when it asks you for a username and a password. When you get to that screen, just let me know.
Okay, so when I scroll down here and it says, by signing my e-signature below, I affirm that I am authorized to enter into the statement of work on behalf of the company. Furthermore, I acknowledge that I have read, understand, and agreed to local splash terms and conditions located at the www.localsplash.com terms and conditions. When I click on that, it says
yes,
that there's an error, and
oh, really?
I don't see any of it.
Interesting. Oh, that's interesting. Wonder why that happened. So what you're seeing is kind of an abbreviated version of the local splash terms and conditions, and this should have taken you to all of the terms and conditions, the legalese, and all of that stuff that we're required to have. I'm glad you brought that to my attention. I'm not sure why it does that, though. I'll have to have our tech team find out what's going on there, and we can get that sent back out to you. So if you're not comfortable doing that now, you don't have to. This is the first that I'm aware of that link not being connected here. That's interesting, though. I've never seen that. So thank you for letting me know about that. I'll have our tech team take a look at that, okay? So if we get that back out to you, if you're comfortable doing that, you can do that with your client interview. We've got that client interview scheduled at noon. It would get to you, I would think, within the hour, maybe just a few minutes after the top of the hour itself.
Okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't want you to...
All right, so I've got... Welcome to Local Splash. It can take up to 30 to 45 days to maximize results. You will receive a login. In 7 days, make sure you know. Okay.
Just sending that message out to the tech team right now. Take a look at that. So it is going to be someone else from our client interview team giving me that follow-up call at noon, but I did want to be the very first to say welcome aboard. I'm pretty excited to, you know, get that website fleshed out for you, get your reach expanded a little bit more, and get your phone ringing quite a bit. Of course, we are looking forward to earning your business 1 month at a time.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you, too. Thank you very much, Angela. You guys have a wonderful rest of the day. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.